Good morning. This is KWSO News. Tribal offices continue to have limited phone service. Warm Springs Telecom reports that they have exhausted efforts to repair their old switch that failed, taking out voice phone service to Warm Springs Telecom customers, including much of the tribe. A team of engineers has worked to repair that system to no avail. At the same time, another team is working to complete installation of a new switch on a new network that will provide voice phone service. Testing for both local and long-distance service needs to be done as part of the installment process for the new system to get up and running. Data entry and programming was worked on last week, and this week they will need to port phone numbers over to the new system, so phone service will continue to be limited for tribal programs through the week. Farm workers in Oregon would earn overtime pay for the first time in the state under a bill that the legislature has approved. More than 1,000 people submitted testimony, including farm workers, who said they've been taken advantage of for too long for their important labor. If Oregon Governor Kate Brown, a Democrat, signs the bill, the state will be joining a handful of others, including neighboring California and Washington State, as well as New York State, in ensuring that farm workers are not excluded from receiving overtime pay. The Oregon Senate passed the bill Thursday, 2 days after it passed the House. It now goes to Brown's desk. Lingering and historic drought conditions across Central Oregon have moved up the timeline for wildfire risk. As KLCC's Brian Bull reports, officials are urging people to be extra cautious.
In Oregon alone, there are 7 counties already experiencing their driest 2-year period ever, in a drought that's continued since fall 2019. Spring is also expected to be drier than normal, despite the recent atmospheric river. Eric Wise of the Northwest Interagency Coordination Center says Central Oregon is at the above-normal wildfire risk category.
Our fire season doesn't really get going usually until the middle part of June, so our concern for May is more about backyard burning and project fires that might escape, especially on dry and windy days. So we aren't expecting a lot of naturally occurring fires to get going, but just are concerned about the dryness of the fuels that are on the ground.
Wise adds there's fallen trees, branches, and other heavy fuels that are also very dry. That could make homeowners' debris burns and fire crews' prescribed burns tricky if safeguards aren't in place. I'm Brian Bull, reporting in Eugene.
And in local sports, the Madras High School Lady Buffs hosted Astoria Saturday afternoon in the first round of the 4A state playoffs. The Lady Buffs came away with a 51-36 victory over Astoria and are moving on to the quarterfinals of the state playoffs. Madras High School and Tri-Valley Coach of the Year Jaron Say recapped the game.
We had a lot of time to prepare for this one, and we had run the zone all season long, and this is the perfect game to throw it at them, and nobody has film of that except for maybe tonight, but coming into this game, we wanted to throw it at them, and those girls worked so stinking hard in that zone, blocking out, rotating, communicating. It was such an awesome thing for me to see as a coach. There's everything come together right there. You know, we had slow practices Friday, Monday, Tuesday, kind of leading up, ramping up, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we had super intense, super aggressive practices, and it came out and showed tonight. It was just perfect, just leading right into this game.
Except the fourth quarter.
The fourth quarter got a little shaky, you know. I think, you know, they got a little tight, but hey, we're working on things, and they did enough to win in the fourth quarter.
The Lady Buffs will face off against second-ranked Cascade on Thursday night, March 10th. Cascade defeated LeGrand Friday night 58-48 to move on from the first round. Other notable 4A action from the weekend, Gladstone fell to Marist Catholic 54-46 and is eliminated from the playoffs, while Corbett beat Banks to move on to the quarterfinals. That's your news and sports. I'm Duncan Bruno, reporting for KWSO News.